Hello, and thank you for using the Descriptive Audio Description Service at this production of Oh Mary at the Lyceum Theater. The show was written by Cole Escola and directed by Sam Pinkleton. The show is 80 minutes long. Please note there is no intermission. Theater description. The Lyceum is Broadway's oldest, continually operating, legitimate theater. The box office is on the right side of the lobby as you enter. The men's room is on the left side and accessible from the lobby, while the women's room is inside the theater, downstairs on the left. There is a lounge downstairs with a bar, as well as another in the main lobby. A small stand in the outer lobby sells show merchandise. This is also where you will find accessibility devices. Synopsis. Oh Mary follows the miserable, suffocated Mary Todd Lincoln in the weeks leading up to Abraham Lincoln's assassination. Unrequited yearning, alcoholism, and suppressed desires abound in this one-act play that finally examines the forgotten life and dreams of Mrs. Lincoln in this madcap comedy. Character descriptions. Oh Mary has a cast of 5 actors, 1 non-binary, 2 men, and 1 woman. Cole Escola plays Mary Todd Lincoln. They are a young white person in their late 30s who presents as male and uses they-them pronouns. Cole wears a wig of dark brown hair sectioned into a bun at the back of the head and pulled into 2 bunches on either side that fall in long, curled ringlets. Their gown is a traditional dress in the style of the mid-1800s, long-sleeved with a high neck and a wide hoop skirt that extends a few feet to the side and swings when the actor moves. The front is trimmed with strips of velvet and large fabric-covered buttons. The dress's only relief from the black is a small white collar at her neck. At the center of the collar is a black and white cameo brooch. On her feet, she wears a pair of black boots that lace up. Mary's husband, Abraham Lincoln, is a slender man with short dark brown hair and a beard. He wears a black 3-piece suit with a white shirt and black tie. A gold watch chain hangs from his vest. When he goes out, he wears a black top hat and a black coat that comes to his knees. Simon is an aide to Abraham. He is a young man in his late 20s, dressed neatly in the blue uniform of a Union soldier. It consists of blue trousers, a long blue coat that comes past his knees, belted around the waist, and finished with gold buttons down the front and on the cuffs. On his head is a blue cap with a short brim and a gold buckle. Louise is a companion to Mary. She appears to be in her mid-40s, tall and slender. Her blonde hair is pulled back, the sides rolled and curled, the rest pulled into a braid that hangs down the back. She wears a candy-colored dress of pale green with pink gingham trim. The dress is high-necked with wide sleeves and a large hoop skirt. Ribbons of pink flowered trim run down the length of the skirt as well as around the hem. The actor who plays Louise also plays Bill in a bar scene. John Wilkes Booth is a dashing young man in his early 30s, tall and slender with short dark brown hair and a neatly trimmed beard. He wears light brown trousers tucked into knee-high boots, an open-collared white shirt under a blue brocade vest, and a red kerchief tied around his neck. Sometimes he sports a dark green frock coat. Set description. As the audience is taking their seats, a traditional velvet theater curtain covers the entire stage. Right now, it is a rich royal blue color with red fringe. However, this is slightly deceptive. The color of the curtain will change depending on the light that is shining on it. Just before the show begins, it will change color. When the show does begin, we will be in the president's office at the White House. The set is not made to look realistic. Instead, it has the feel of a stage set from a melodrama from the early 20th century. The 3 walls that form the rooms rise about 8 feet and are outlined in white molding, almost giving the space the feel of a dollhouse. The floor is made of dark wooden boards, and the walls are covered in dark blue wallpaper. The pattern is of a simple star-like shape, such as one would find on a quilt, fixed within small squares. On the left side of the room is an apple-green couch under a large multi-paned window. The window is hung with dark green velvet and gold-fringed curtains. The couch has curved arms and heavy wooden carved feet. The back wall has two white-painted double doors on either side of a fireplace with a white mantel. Above the fireplace is a gold-framed portrait of George Washington. On the right wall is a plain white bookcase filled with books. In the center of the room, placed in front of the fireplace, is a large, dark wooden desk. This is where the president sits. The majority of the show takes place in Abraham's office. However, we do visit two other spaces, a bar called Miller's Saloon and a booth at Ford's Theater. Miller's Saloon is a dark place. A curved wooden bar sits along the back with a few stools and bottles of liquor on the shelves behind. On the left is an upright piano with a mannequin propped up on a stool. On the right, in front of the swinging saloon doors, is a round table with two chairs. Hanging over this table is a green glass light fixture. The third location is a booth at Ford's Theater, where Mary and Abraham go to see a play. It is a cream-colored balcony facade with gold curtains at the back entrance and an American flag near the two seats. Oh, Mary is 80 minutes long with no intermission. And that concludes the pre-show notes. This program will repeat until the start of the play. If you are using a device and have any questions or difficulty, please return to the representative in the lobby. Thank you, and enjoy Oh, Mary!